Psalms number 50. Amen. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. And that song said, let the church say amen. God has spoken. Even the Lord has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. God has spoken. That's the rhema word today. God has spoken. What God gave me, after God has spoken, the case is settled. Amen? Do y'all hear me, saints? And remember, this word is always to you. Because, so you know, God, he gave us so many promises through his word. He said in one place, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Amen? Who healeth all thy diseases. Come on, somebody. He made us all of these promises that he was going to do for us. Amen? Amen? And then when God has spoken, it is settled. The case is settled. If God says he's going to heal you, it's settled. You're going to be healed. If God says he's going to bless you, save your household, it's settled. It might not look like it, but they're going to be saved. Amen? If God said he was going to bring you out, it's settled. Amen? Lord, have mercy. If God says he's going to fix it, I don't care how difficult it looks. If God says he's going to fix the situation, it's already settled. I don't care how it still looks. Things might be still up in the air, but if God said he's going to fix it, he's going to fix it. It's settled. God has spoken. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. It's settled. Amen? It's fixed. Come on, somebody. In Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, that word is settled in heaven. Lord, have mercy. See, it is already settled. God talking to somebody. God has spoken. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, let there be light, and there was light, and it was settled. It was complete. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Forever, O Lord, that word is settled in heaven. I'm going to preach in a minute. Because God, see, that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When God tell you that it is, when God speak, after God has spoken, if God would give you a true word of prophecy, or else you just read this Bible and lay claim to the testimony of God. Once you really get it, God has spoken, it's already settled. See, that's what faith is. It is already settled. Come on, somebody. It is settled forever, his word. My God, is established. Whew. I'm going to preach in a minute. Talk to me, somebody. So, you know, after God has spoken, the case is settled. Amen? It's not just dismissed, but it is settled. Come on, somebody. Which means to bring rest, amen, to make a final disposition. Come on, somebody. It is established. It's already settled. When God tells you something, after God has spoken, it is settled. Whew. Look at my testimony. I say, it's settled. You know, when we were going to try to build a church, and you know, we first had to find land, and well, we didn't find it. God found it for us. I'm going to preach in a minute. Tell the Lord, thank you. And we had to go through the zoning board, the board of county commissions, and all these folks, you know. And I was saying, we're a little bit closer. We're a little bit closer. We had to go before the zoning board in LaBelle, and they approved us. Then we had to go through the board of county commissions, amen. And then once we got through that county commission board, I said, man, it's done. But to be truthful, it was settled when God said it. When God spoke to me in 1998, December 26, 1998, and said by 1997, you're going to have land to build a church, for I sent my angel away before you to show you a place to pitch your tent, it was already settled. Because God had spoken. See, I'm trying to get you to hear what God has spoken. That was settled thing. That's what Jesus told Peter. When he said unto him, whatsoever you bind on earth, amen, I bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I'll loose it in heaven. And he said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. When he told Peter those words, it was settled. Lord have mercy. Man, y'all ain't heard me yet. Thank you, Jesus. What God gave me, if you would only say with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, it is settled in your earth. Because it was settled in heaven a long time ago from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Amen? It was settled in heaven then. The Word was God. And the Word was who? Was with God. It was settled in heaven then. The only thing that was left for you to say was to say that Jesus is the Christ. And when you say that Jesus is the Christ, then it is also settled in the earth. That's what Jesus told Peter. Amen? Whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind in heaven. But why did he do that? Because he asked the question, who do men say that the Son of Man am? And some say he was Elijah. See, that ain't settled. A lot of folks know who Jesus is. He's John. He's one of the prophets. He's somebody. He's a celebrity. But who do you say? Peter said, thou art the Christ. And when Peter said that, it was settled. God could start the church. God could establish the church. Because a man on the earth knew who Jesus was, it was settled. The Word was from the very beginning. Amen. From the beginning, before God even created the world, in heaven, Jesus was known as the Lamb of God. Revelation called him the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. But folks did not know who he was. Jesus is salvation. But people didn't know that. So because they did not know it, they did not say that Jesus is the Christ. But when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ. Christ means Messiah. Christ means Savior. That means whatever you're going through, if you just confess and believe that God's going to do it, it's settled. Because God has spoken. Because Jesus is the Word. That's how come the devil try to confuse folks. Even in the church world, a whole lot of stuff is going on that God did not say. Amen? And people are confused. A lot of folks don't even know why they go to church. Some people think they go to see some kind of celebrity. Or they go because it's the popular thing to do. And some folks go because they need something new to do. But when you know what God said, it is settled. Because it was settled in heaven a long time ago. God know that man was going to mess up. Come on, saint. Amen. And Jesus was known as the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation. God had already planned this thing that I'm going to make me a man. And that man going to mess up. Come on, somebody. But you know what? I'm going to send my son. And my son is going to die in his place. Amen. And I'm going to send preachers. And they're going to preach about my son. And the people that believe that Jesus is the Christ is already settled. You ain't got no problem. Lord, have mercy. You ain't sick. You ain't sad. You ain't broke. You ain't hungry. And if you are, let the sick say, I'm, my God, my God, my God. That's what salvation is. It's already settled. The devil has lost. He's under your feet. Lord, have mercy. Talk to me, somebody. So the third verse says, our God shall come. And shall not keep silent. That means, see, when God keeps silent, that means that God is not speaking. And sometimes God will let you go through stuff and God don't say nothing. He said in one place, for a small moment, as Isaiah 54, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. God see what you're going through. God see all your tears. God see all your crying. God see everything that you go through. And sometimes he don't say nothing. And then God will speak. Read Psalms, the second chapter. Why do the heathens rage and the peoples imagine a vain thing and the kings of the earth, they set themselves against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Let us cast away their cords. Then he in the heavens shall speak and he shall vex them in his soul displeasure. Once God speak, it's settled. The case is settled. It's not just dismissed. I dismiss the case. No, it's settled. Come on, somebody. Lord, I'm trying to preach to y'all. Y'all gonna get this. Because, see, this word is rhema. God talking to you that it is already settled. You ain't got to try to figure out how this going to happen. Amen? I mean, he told them very clearly in Romans the 10th chapter, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into the deep? Amen? Or who shall descend right into the deep? Who shall ascend to heaven? You know, but what says it? The word is nigh thee in thy mouth and in thy heart. That's the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised up Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That means God has spoken and it is settled. So that third verse again, our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A foul devour before him, and it shall be very tempest round about. Look around and tell somebody that our God shall come and do it. Do what? He's going to do what he said he would do. That's salvation. That's the word of God. Our God shall come. That means if you're sick in your physical body, our God shall come and heal you. If you ain't got no money in your pocket, our God shall come. If you ain't got no joy in your heart, our God shall come. Thank you, Jesus. If you're lonely and oppressed, our God shall come. If you are confused and don't know the way, our God shall come. And what he's going to do, he's not going to leave you comfortless. See, he's not already spoken. He shall come. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Hallelujah. Let's go somewhere now. Come on, somebody. Our God shall. See, that's another rhema word. Because, see, you know, when something is settled, you know, we expect everything that to happen. What God is telling you, he has already put in place what you need. So sometimes he had to go reaffirm that word because God had already spoken from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen? And some folks still be a little bit confused. Amen? And then he's saying, our God shall come. He's telling you he's going to do it. He is going to do it. And what he's going to do for you is salvation. Salvation of whatsoever you desire. He shall come. It's so if he tell you he shall come, it ought to be settled. Because it was settled in heaven a long time ago. So the only thing that it need to be settled in my mind, because see, I'm the earth. Amen? So if I bind it in this earth, he going to bind it in heaven. If I loose my blessing in this earth, God going to loose it in heaven. That means I got to believe it in my earth. Now, I didn't ask you to go to nobody else's earth, because they're going to try to discourage you. Child, you know, you can't have all that there. Then you start doubting. Amen? But you got to bind it in your earth, and then it's already settled in heaven. Forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. Come on, saint. And not only is that word settled, that word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my pathway. Because I'm going to need a little guardian on my way to my blessing. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to do what? To lie down in the green pasture. He restore my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. And yea, even though sometimes I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I can't see my way, but God is still with me. It's already settled. You're going to reach your destination. Lord, have mercy. The fourth verse said, he shall call to the heavens from above. Why do he have to call to the heaven? Because it's settled in heaven first. Everything that God got for you is already settled in heaven. Amen? And it just got to be settled in your earth. And sometimes before this thing can be settled in your earth, see this word of God, see, when you preach the word of God, because God already told you what he's going to do. What it really do is stirs up the gift that's in thee. Because it's already settled in heaven. But sometimes you got to be stirred. It be a word of God. Sometimes God will have somebody lay hands on you. But God already did it, and can't nobody hands heal you. Y'all better say amen. Amen. But what it do, it's settled in heaven, and what it do, it stir up the gift, it stir up your belief, your faith that's in you. When you feel that anointed man touching you like that right there, it just stir your faith. It's already in you, and then you get healed, because it's already settled. That's not coming. It's very important. The Bible says your inheritance, it is among them that is sanctified. You got to hang around somebody that's going to stir your gift. You don't need to be around nobody that's going to tell you that you ain't got no gift and God ain't going to do that and everybody doing it. Child, if I was you, I'd do this. No, if I were to sell it, I just need a man of God, somebody to help stir me every now and then. To let me know that it's going to be all right. Talk to me, somebody. I'm going to preach in a minute. Tell Lord, thank you. So he shall call to the heavens from above and the earth that he may judge his people. It's already settled in heaven, amen. So he's going to call to the heaven from above and to the earth, you and our earth, that he may judge his people. Why? He got to judge us. Because forever the word is settled in heaven, but because you are on the earth. Come on, somebody. It got to be stirred in you. You got to believe this. Sometimes you got to read that thing over and over again. Joshua 1 and 8 says, let not the book of this law do what? Depart from your mind. But meditate. Every time you meditate on what God's saying, you stirring up this thing that's in your earth. Because God already told you he was going to do it. But when you hang around negative folks, you'll start doubting. Amen? And see, when we doubt God, God judges us. Oh, my God. God said, they don't believe what I say. They believe what everybody else is saying. Sometimes you got to stop listening to what they're saying and start listening to what God is saying. But how come the Bible says let every man be a what? A liar, but let God's word be true. If God says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Because God is not man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said, would he not do it? And had he not spoken it, shall he not bring it to pass? The Lord has spoken. The Lord has spoken in some of your case. Do you think that God will speak and won't bring it to pass? Don't make God judge you. Amen? Like he did Zacharias, amen, the father of John the Baptist, when he was in the temple during the service, he was a priest, and an angel of the Lord appeared unto Zacharias. His wife, him and Elizabeth, that a name? Y'all help me out. They was both barren, and they was well stricken in years. Both of them was old. Now, it wasn't like no one young person, because sometimes you can get an old person, a young person, they can do something. Tell Lord, thank you. But both of these folk was old and well stricken in years. God spoke to Zachariah and said, you and your wife Elizabeth are going to have a child, a son rather. And his name shall be called John, and he shall go before the face of the Lord. And this man doubted. He did not believe God, and God judged him. When he came out of there, they waited on him. He was deaf. He was dumb, brother. He couldn't talk. They said, what's wrong? He can't even talk. Because God judged him because God has spoken and he didn't believe it. Y'all better say amen. He did not believe it. So God said, you're going to be dumb. You're not going to be able to speak until after that child is born. So before you know anything, Elizabeth was pregnant. Y'all better say amen. And then about 6 months, 3 months later, Mary got pregnant with Jesus. Y'all better say amen. But to make a long story short, when John was born, my God, they said, we're going to name him Zacharias after his father. And his mother said, oh, no, his name going to be called John. They said, you can't do that. Ain't nobody in our family got that kind of name. You can't name him no strange name like that. And he couldn't even talk, but he asked for a writing tablet. Now, see, y'all don't know that was not a small test in the Bible days. They had to go out and find this clay tablet, and he was trying to draw something on there. And he wrote on that writing tablet, his name shall be called John. And when he said his name shall be called John, his tongue was loose. Hallelujah. And when his tongue was loose, Elizabeth prophesied. And said, oh my God, said, Lord, from this, the mother of our Lord is coming to me. From henceforth, all men shall call me blessed. Blessed are thou, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. God has spoken. We need to go to church where God is still speaking. Hallelujah. And when God speaks, you need to believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. You and I are the earth. And if that thing is already bound in heaven, come on, somebody. If you bind it in heaven, it's already bound there. God will bind it in the earth. If you loose it on earth, come on, somebody. God will loose it because it's already there. It's already in heaven. Just need to be released. I want y'all to get this. Go to the 15th verse. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will, that's the rhema word, I will deliver thee. Look around and tell somebody, I say, God will do it. And thou shalt glorify me. But see, when God do something, God don't want you trying to get the glory. See, I'm just got to teach to y'all today. God don't want you to stick your chest all out like you done something. Talk to me, somebody. I will glorify thee. Thank you, Jesus. And thou will glorify me, it says. The 16th verse says, but unto the wicked, God said, what has thou to do to declare my statutes, which means my law, or that thou should take my covenant in thy mouth? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. When we don't believe, I got ahead of myself. When we don't believe the word of God, it testifies against us and not on our behalf. See, the word has already been spoken. I'm going to say this again. Let's read that one more time. Y'all got to get this right here. The 17th verse. Seeing thou hatest instruction. God instructs us with the word of God. And he cast my words behind thee. That means God done told you what he's going to do, but you don't believe it because you don't want to. I ain't talking about y'all, but people don't like folks to be instructed in the right way. As long as you live, you're going to have an instructor. If you work on somebody's job, somebody is going to instruct you. If you become the supervisor got people to help him too. If you become the president got advisor. Somebody's going to instruct you. Somebody's going to give you some information. Amen? So why not let God be my instructor, my teacher? Y'all better say amen. So don't hate God's instruction. When God speak to you, believe what God said. Because if you don't believe what God said, God will judge you like he did Zacharias. And sometimes it's worse than that. When we don't believe the word of God, it testifies against us and not on our behalf. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. And the word was with God. All things that was made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He was not that light, but he came to bear witness. And what John did, John came to stir up the gift that's given to every human being. Every human being has the ability to believe. Like I preached last week, you choose to believe God, or else you choose not to believe God. So when we hear a preached word of God, you already got that belief in you. It's already there. But when you don't believe, that's when God, the word began to testify. I did not understand the book of Psalms. Y'all know there's a lot of stuff in the book of Psalms. Sometimes witches and warlocks try to read it on their enemies. I'm going to explain it to you. Psalm 37, Psalm 35, Psalm 55, Psalm 59, 31. Go ahead on, preacher. But I'm going to tell you what that really is. That's nothing that you pray on your enemies. That's God's word testifying against people that don't believe what God has said. Y'all better hear me. So when these things happen, nobody can curse nobody and nobody can bless nobody. But when God speaks and folks don't believe it, that word testify against you and not on your behalf. Wow. That's powerful. Now see, God just gave it to me this morning. So when God tell you something, believe it. Because I don't want that word to testify against me. I don't want that word, my God, to start speaking against me. Come on, somebody. I want that word to be on my behalf because God has spoken. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty has shined. God has already spoken. And when I walk in rebellion, the word testify against me. So I don't know how come people think they're going to make it. People think they don't need the word. can't know. Somebody gonna always tell you something. And especially the older you get, oh my God. Every time you look around, somebody's going on, or somebody's sick, and somebody need prayer, and somebody going through something. Y'all better say amen. That's when I realized that I need the word of God. And the older I get, my God, don't kid yourself. I need a home on the other side. They used to sing a song, I got a home in that rock, can't you see? Just beyond the other side, thought I heard my Savior cry. I got a home in that rock, can't you see? Man, you better make sure you got a home in that rock. Because God knows everything on this side is sinking sand. Christ is solid rock, I stand, but all of the ground is sinking sand. It's good for God to speak in your life. You need to go to the house of God where God is speaking. Yeah. And when God speaks, let the church say amen. And if God says he's going to heal you, God is going to heal you. I was sick back here in November, and God spoke through his word and said, I'm going to heal you. He said it, and I believed it. That's why I'm still well. I don't know what people think it's all about entertainment. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much you party and get down, your flesh still going to want more. You cannot satisfy this flesh. Amen? You need to let God speak, and then when God speaks, he satisfies your soul, and then you begin to control this flesh, and your flesh no longer control you. Tell the Lord, thank you. Because your own flesh is your worst enemy. I'm preaching slow today, but y'all getting this. Amen? Where was our church once again? 15 verse, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. God said, because see, first of all, some folks don't even believe what God already has spoken. God done told you he's going to do it. So instead of believing that God is going to do it, we still is there doubting. So God, will God, in your mind, will God really do it? Will God? God said, I will deliver you. You need to believe a little more by hearing what God said. Somebody said, but you just don't know my situation. God said, I will fix it. I will save you. I will do it. So now that you know that God will do it, you ought to start calling upon God. Then he shall do. The Bible said in one place, he that shall come, he that will come, shall come. And he won't tarry. I want y'all to get this. But unto the wicked, God says, what hast thou to do to declare my status? That thou should take my covenant in thy mouth. And God knows, what makes a person really wicked is not that a person got a problem, they got wandering eyes, or they struggling with some issue. What makes a person wicked is when they refuse to take God's covenant in their mouth. And when you take that covenant in your mouth, you're going to say that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus was already saved. He was already delivered. He was in heaven in the beginning with the Father. He came to this earth to become your Messiah. He became the Son of Man that you could become a Son of God. But you got to believe that Jesus is the Christ. So when he asked that question, I think it's St. Matthew 14:16 or 16:14. Amen. Who do men say that the Son of Man am? Some say that you are Jeremiah. Amen. Some say he was the Messiah. I mean, they didn't say he was the Messiah. Some say he was one of the prophets. When I was out in Utah, I mean, everything out there is dominated by the Mormon church. I mean, it's just dominated. They believe in it. Even the folks that don't believe in it, they veer. They respect it. You know, the Mormons, they claim that their Bible or the Mormon teaching is another epistle of Jesus Christ. I know what I'm talking about. So they said, well, it's just, we believe in Jesus, but it's just another epistle. Even the Muslims believe in Jesus, but they believe he's just a prophet. Y'all will say amen. But if that is another epistle of Jesus Christ, it's going to sound just like the other one. That's how you know truth. If somebody come to you with a brand new letter from Jesus, it's going to sound just like the other ones. How can the Bible say, if an angel come from heaven and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed? If it's something totally new that you ain't never heard, that it is against the word of God, it is not of God. So that's how you know the difference. Somebody said, you know, there's some more books. I ain't worried about the other books of Moses, the law of books. Called Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, especially Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. They all say the same thing. Another epistle is just like the other one. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them got an account of what Jesus did, but it's just like the other one. The truth always bear witness. Truth never contrasts. I'm trying to help somebody. So if God tell you that he's going to do it, you might as well believe it. But so many folks are coming to hear the truth, and then they get mad, and they go somewhere, and they find somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. Because they don't want to hear what God, they don't want God's instructions. Tell them, I think. And I know folks leave and go to other cities and go to other countries, move out of state, and we never try to bind nobody. But I don't see. If you get the truth. Now, you got a right to go find greater truth. And when you find that greater truth, let me know, because I'll follow you. I'll go right there and get me a seat and sit down. Amen? But when people just get mad, I don't like his preaching. Well, if God has spoken and you go somewhere else, God's still going to speak. So when you find the truth, you better stay with it. Because the Bible said the hour was going to come, there was going to be a famine in the land. Not a famine for bread, not a famine from water, but for hearing the word of God. And it says the young virgin, which means faithful, they're going to go to and fro, and they're going to seek the word of God, and they ain't going to find it. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Do y'all still love me, saints? So that 17th verse, I'm giving it a turn. For thou hatest instruction. Please don't get left to where God can't tell you nothing. And cast my word. I don't want to hear what God got to say. I don't want to hear it from no church folks. Behind thee. Now the 18th verse, when thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him. That word consent means to give in. Amen? That's what it means to agree, to give in, to consent. So if you hate God's instruction, what you're going to wind up doing, you're going to give in to a thief. Lord have mercy. I believe that. Now how come we got so many religions now? Because folks trying to reject the word of God. And when you start rejecting, you're going to consent with a thief. Oh my God. Isn't it crazy? In 2013, that we are looking for a new type of church because they claim that God is doing something new. No, what's happened is somebody has consented or given in to a thief. And this thief come to do what? And what he come to do? Rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. Amen? Jesus come that you may have life and life more abundant, but the thief come to take from you. I mean, have you ever noticed folks that when they get in false religion, they start trying to preach? And this is a myth on that Facebook. Everybody on the Facebook trying to preach. Y'all must say amen. But ain't that messed up, saints? Now, if you was in the world drinking and gambling, the street full of them, nobody won't say nothing to that man. If a woman out in the street being a prostitute, nobody won't try to correct her. But time she come to church and try to straighten up, then everybody want to tell them what to do. Lord have mercy. I mean, why didn't they talk to the person when it was out there? Because they didn't care. So when you get to be saved, if somebody trying to pull you, you know there's something wrong with that. You don't consent with no thief. Now, God gave this to me, saints. Lord have mercy. You need to love God's instructions. You try to live right, everybody trying to give you counsel. But when you're out there doing your own thing, ain't nobody said nothing to you, hey, what's up, dog? The time you started going to church, oh, you go to church over there? Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go somewhere. Turn real quick to Matthew 16, 13. We're going home. Man, I got to teach this word. Because that's what God gave it to me. This morning, this is a rhema word. You got Matthew 16, 13. Look what it says right here. When y'all get it, say amen. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man am?" And they said, see, a whole lot of folks is going around preaching what they said. Amen? They said they ain't got nothing to do in the church. Child, they said don't go over there. They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. That's who he was. I mean, no, that was Jesus. No, that he was not John, because John had been beheaded. Some say Elijah, or yes, Elijah. Elijah was not reincarnation, but Elijah came back as John the Baptist. Others said it was Jeremiah or one of the prophets. That's what they were saying. When people really don't know that Jesus is the Christ. And when a preacher changes the doctrine in the Bible and start telling you about some other great philosopher or some great teacher, and you know, and they begin to teach by these great folks, amen? They are saying that Jesus is a great man, that Jesus is some kind of prophet, amen? So he asked the question, see, God cannot, you can't build a church when folks think that, when folks esteem their leader so highly. So he's Jeremiah. He's Eli. Ooh, my pastor. Ooh, he this. Ooh, she's that. But is they preaching to you who Jesus is? Jesus is the Christ, which means Messiah, which means the Savior. And what that really means, God has spoken. They're supposed to tell you what God has said. And if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. You're supposed to respect and honor your leaders. But we need to get this thing straight. Amen? Now, how come God said not many mighty, not many noble, God don't even call? Did y'all know that? Read that in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God take the foolish things to confound the wise. The things that are not to bring to naught, the things that are mighty, that no flesh would glory in his presence. The weak things. God, take a simple fisherman. God, take a nobody, a carpenter's son. Come on, somebody. And he do it that no flesh would glory in his presence. Because folks talking about, you know, some folks can't even have church now unless they bring in a celebrity. Nobody won't even show up. And I believe in having programs, but I learned a long time ago that a program ain't got nothing to do with me. But God has given me a word. God has let me know through many tests and trials that Jesus is the Christ. Some say he's Jeremiah. Some say he's Elijah. But who do you say that I am? Thank you, Jesus. He's one of the prophets. Y'all will say amen. Y'all will say amen. But see, people be saying, This is the chief apostle. This is the big dog preacher. And everybody got to be under these people. Come on, somebody. But who do you say that I am? And Peter said, Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh didn't tell you that. God had to speak that to you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood did not reveal this unto thee, but my Father, which is in hell, which means God has spoken. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock? The rock of the truth. I will build my church, a body of believers. And when I build that church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That don't mean that hell won't come against you. That don't mean you got to go. Sometimes you got to go through pure hell. But it's not going to prevail because God has spoken. And he said he was going to bring you out. Hallelujah.
I don't care what you're going through. God's going to fix it. You got to believe that. That's how you build a church. I believe in dancing. I believe in singing. I believe in praise dancing. But you don't build no church on that. You build a church on what God has said. And then they've been saying for 20 years, Pastor Gamble is so outdated. How can I be outdated when I'm telling you what God said? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Folks, how do he fly all over the place? Because you don't know what God do for me from time to time. When I need rest, and I say, God, I need somebody to come put some in my hand. I say, let's go, honey, child. Now, when I'm in the room praying, don't you shop too much. Because God said it. Amen? That's how you build a church, on what God said. So you, it don't mean that you can't be so heavenly minded that you don't understand nothing about culture. We're not speaking against culture. But when it come down to the church, see, those children, they got to be taught the word of God. You got to tell them what God said. They might not be perfect, and they might go away, some of them. They might stray. But they got to believe the same way that you believe. So when they come to themselves like the prodigal son, they said, I'm going back to church. I'm going to get this straight. That's what that prodigal son said. How many hired servants my daddy got? And I'm out here in a pig pen. But we have failed to even connect with our own children. We let somebody else teach them. They come out telling you what to do. Amen? Let's get through. Do y'all love me? Thou art Peter, upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. What God told me, it was settled in heaven a long time ago. Everything that God promised you is settled in heaven. Your house is settled in heaven. Your health and your strength is settled in heaven. Your husband, your wife is already settled in heaven, but you need to believe it in your earth. And when you believe it in your earth, my God, then God abided in heaven. Then God said, no, this didn't belong to so-and-so right here. No, you can't have this one right here. Cause this thing already set apart. Cause he believed me on earth, and I got to bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I loose it in heaven. I'm going to give you the key. And all of those keys come from what God has spoken, what God said. The Bible said God sent the word, and great was the company of them that published it. We need preachers that saying what God say. And you need to believe it. And when you believe it, because this word already forever, that word is settled in heaven. Hold everyone that thirst. Come to the water. He that has no money, ye come buy wine and milk without price. How come you're spending your money for stuff that ain't no good? He said, hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live. And when your soul starts living, he said, I'm going to make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercy of David. Now, what is the sure mercy of David? God told Abraham, and he later told David, if your ways please me, that shall never fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. And that man is Christ Jesus. That's the sure mercy of David. And when that son is born, until us a son is born, to us a child is born, the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The government is not on your shoulders. That shall it always going to be somebody to rule in Israel. And the person that's ruling in Israel, his name is Jesus. He is the Christ. It's already settled in heaven. You need to settle it in your earth. Hallelujah. When God tells you something, David said, when I behold that word, I'm just like a man that findeth great spoils. He said in one place, the book of Habakkuk, he said, write the vision. It might be for many days. Write it, and he that wrote, let him run with it. Even though it might be for an appointed time, at the end it shall speak. It will not lie. God has spoken. The mighty God has spoken. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. God has shined all round about us. The Lord has spoken, and you need to believe it. You need to go to the place where God is speaking it. And when God starts speaking, let the sick say, I'm well. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the wicked man forsake his way. It's time to do what? Seek God. If he say he's going to do it, he's going to do it. If he say he's going to bring you out, he's going to bring you out. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. And David said he keepeth all of his bones, and not a one of them is broken. God will keep your bones. He'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll put your feet on a higher ground. He'll make you laugh when you should be crying. Look around and tell somebody, say, God has spoken. You ought to say amen. Say, what you worry about, child? The Lord has spoken. Say, forever, God's word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And if it's settled in heaven, I believe it in my earth. And when I believe it in my earth, according to the word of God, whatsoever you bind on earth, I bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I loose it in heaven. And I give you the keys of the kingdom. And upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The devil may fight you. You might get knocked down, but you're going to win. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. And how can I do all that? Because God has spoken. So you need to hang around somebody that's going to stir up what God already told you that he was going to do. But I just don't see how I'm going to. God has spoken. Lord have mercy. Amen. So when Christ rose from the dead, Peter knew that Jesus was the Christ. And because Peter knew who Jesus was, God built the church right there in Jerusalem. Hallelujah to God. He built that church upon that revelation of truth. And that been over 2,000 years ago. And that truth still stands. God is still building the church. The gates of hell, somebody say, ain't nobody living right. Well, Pastor Gamma sure ain't perfect. He got many imperfections. But I am a man of God, and I do live what I preach. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail. Trials and tribulations, misunderstanding, folks talking about you. Come on, saint. But guess what? If you stay on that truth, God going to bring you out. Do you love me, church? Lord, how much? How many of y'all got some? I want you to turn one more time. 1 Timothy 4:14. Y'all got to bear with me. I got to get my glasses checked. Y'all know how it is when you like me. 1 Timothy 4:14. Y'all still love me? Go to the 12th verse and we're going home. Let no man despise thy youth. That means you're young. 12. Lord, have mercy. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thine example to believe it. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Paul said, until I come. Now, why did Paul say that? Give attention to reading and to exhortation and to doctrine. See, Paul was the mouthpiece of God. He was an apostle. And when Paul spoke, God spoke. And God, you might not get no word from the prophet every day. So until God speak again, give attendance to reading what God already told you. Whenever God give you a true word of prophecy, you need to write it down, because we got a book at the house right now what God said he's going to do. And every time we start doubting, we start reading in it. Is God really going to do this? And then you look back at the first half, what God already did. And if God already did that, surely he's going to do the rest. Until I come, give attendance. How come you need to do that? Because if you don't, you'll wind up consenting with a thief. Because you're going to listen to somebody. Give attention to reading. Is that what it says? To exhortation and to doctrine. Are you following me? That's when doctrine starts. When God speaks, if you're going to start, I believe, but if you, when you start your doctrine, it, I don't care. How, don't tell me what you believe in dancing. Tell me what the Bible say. Jesus appeared in his glory. I'm finished preaching now, y'all. Amen. And he was transfigured. He took Peter, James, and John with him in the holy mountain. And the Bible says he was transfigured. His face shined like the sun. And when they saw this, they wanted to build 3 tabernacles like they got out in Utah. But they call it, what they call that thing? Temple something, Temple Square. So they wanted to build these monuments to these great men. We're going to build Moses a tabernacle. We're going to build Elijah a tabernacle. And we're going to build you one, Jesus. And a voice came out of heaven. It thundered and it lightning. And they heard a voice say, help me out, y'all, because I ain't got kind of old here. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. And they saw no man save who? Jesus only. That's the church. Don't tell me about what some famous person say. Tell me what Jesus said. They saw no man save Jesus only. That's the only tabernacle that you're going to build. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Not Joseph Smith, not Brigham Young, come on, not Martin Luther, not John Wesley, come on, but Jesus Christ. Can y'all handle the truth? Well, you get it today, although with good means. But when it come down to the church, how come God will take a simple man like me and put his word down and tell me to speak it? And God has made me many promises. God gonna fill this place up with more than 500 men. Along with many, 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 many women and children. Folks don't believe it, but God said it. Hallelujah. And it's already settled in heaven. I just need to bind it in my earth. Oh, Lord, I see. I just now got crunk up. But I'm finna cut it off now. Do y'all still love me? Because folk got to go home. Let me say this here, because see, when I went to Utah, I didn't go to preach. So I didn't even take my tablet with me. So there go my notes right there. But you see that there? That's some great revelations. That's some stuff right there. I get together one day. And that's some more stuff right there. That's all kind of stuff. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. What did I say right there, Brother Bob?
I might already preach that. That's Romans 5:1. Justified by faith. We have peace. Faith to give you peace. When the ship was in trouble, Jesus said, peace, be still. I preached that.
What? God has spoken. No, no, no. Get up, son. Well, let's go somewhere now, y'all. Let's get through. Do y'all still love me? Peace be still. What was that church? I'm finished now. 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by what? Prophecy. That means somebody prophesied. They spoke the word. Dancing is not a gift. It's a talent. You can cultivate your talent for the glory of God. But it is not a gift. All black folks can jump. And Spanish folks can too. And white folks can too. All you got to do is get that music going and they be getting it. But don't neglect, never stir up the gift because it's already settled in heaven. Amen? But you need to believe it in your earth. Amen? Don't neglect the gift that's given thee by prophecy, which means the spoken word of God. Sometimes you can speak. And then say, with the land on the hands of the who? Presbyterian. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm trying to be humble to y'all, but I am a Presbyterian. Can I tell you what a Presbyterian is? He's an elder. He's a priest. Come on, somebody. He's a bishop. Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy. The laying on of the hands of the presbytery, it stirs up the gift. That's how you ordain somebody. Paul told Timothy to ordain elders in every city. Paul laid hands on Timothy and gave Timothy a gift, and then Timothy would go find a young man that was living a clean life, and Timothy laid hands on him and ordained him and put him over the church. But it come through what God said. Whew, let's get through. It's going to be blameless. Come on, somebody. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Take heed to thyself and to doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. And going no further. Lord, have mercy. I'm through preaching. Stand to your feet. I'm not going to lay hands on nobody today. Still a little weary. Started out preaching, couldn't hardly preach. Had to wait till God stirred me. See, the word, stir the word. The longer I preach, the better I preach. See, I've been out of commission for about 2 days. I mean, a whole week. I've been chilling and eating. You talking about eating all kind of food. Buffalo meat, moose meat, deer meat, you name it. Amen? It's hard to fast all that food before you. But the longer I preach, the more it come back. Because what happened is the word stir the gift. And I'm stirred right now. And I'm not going to lay hands on you, but I'm going to prophesy to you. Neglect not the gift that's in thee by prophecy. Ain't that something? And by the laying on of the hands of the Presbyterian, the elder, the priest, you're supposed to have a gift. And all of your gifts, because every gift, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. When it's a godly gift, it's going to stir you to believe in what God has already spoken. Amen? If God said he's going to make a way for you, God's going to do it. When God sends you a man of God, you got to believe what he or she say. When they tell you what God say, God's going to make a way. You got to believe what I'm telling you. And sometimes don't ask me, because I don't have all the answers. I just simply tell you what God say. I don't know everything. And I'm going to tell you something else. God don't tell me all of your business. That would be wrong for you to know more, for me to know more about you than you know about your own self. Don't now preacher know all of your personal business. So don't even go there. Somebody, ooh, he told me all everything. I don't know everything. But what God told me, I know to be truth. So right now, I want you to bow your head. And what we're going to repent for today, all of us, including me. We're going to repent for not believing what God has already spoke. And how come folks don't believe what God spoke? Because of personal and present circumstances. You're going through so much now, you just can't see what God said. It's hard to believe what God said. God going to bless you, and you're going through all of this trouble. I just can't see it. So you start doubting. And then when you start doubting, then God started judging you. Whoop. Put that on hold a little while. Whew. So right now, we're going to repent for not believing when God has spoken. Because when God spoke, that word was settled in heaven forever. And when I take that word that comes from heaven and I bind it in my earth, then God bind my blessing in heaven. And then that's when he give me the keys. That's what Jesus told Peter. When he said unto him, whatsoever you bind on earth, amen, I bind it in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I loose it in heaven. And he said, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. When he told Peter those words, it was settled. Lord, have mercy. Man, y'all ain't heard me yet. Thank you, Jesus. What God gave me, if you would only say with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, it is settled in your earth.
Because it was settled in heaven a long time ago from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Amen? It was settled in heaven then. The Word was God. And the Word was who? Was with God. It was settled in heaven then. The only thing that was left for you to say was to say that Jesus is the Christ. And when you say that Jesus is the Christ, then it is also settled in the earth. That's what Jesus told Peter. Amen? Whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind in heaven. But why did he do that? Because he asked the question, who do men say that the Son of Man is? And some say he was Elijah. See, that ain't settled. A lot of folks know who Jesus is. He's one of the prophets. He's somebody. He's a celebrity. But who do you say? Peter said, thou art the Christ. And when Peter said that, it was settled. God could start the church. God could establish the church. Because a man on the earth knew who Jesus was, it was settled. The Word was from the very beginning. Amen? From the beginning, before God even created the world, in heaven, Jesus was known as the Lamb of God. Revelation called him the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. But folks did not know who he was. Jesus is salvation. But people didn't know that. So because they did not know it, they did not say that Jesus is the Christ. But when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ. Christ means Messiah. Christ means Savior. That means whatever you're going through, if you just confess and believe that God's going to do it, it's settled. Because God has spoken. Because Jesus is the Word. Because it was settled in heaven a long time ago. God knew that man was going to mess up. Come on, saint. Amen. And Jesus was known as the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation. God had already planned this thing that I'm going to make me a man. And that man going to mess up. Come on, somebody. But you know what? I'm going to send my son. And my son is going to die in his place. Amen. And I'm going to send preachers, and they're going to preach about my son. And the people that believe that Jesus is the Christ is already settled. You ain't got no problem. Lord, have mercy. You ain't sick. You ain't sad. You ain't broke. You ain't hungry. And if you are, let the sick say, my God, my God, my God. That's what salvation is.